Proclamation number 4955 of 24th of August, 1950. Small flock at the end. Gap widens. God's help. The gulf will become ever wider between my own and Satan's children, for people are increasingly distancing themselves from me and turning to the one who is the master of matter insofar as it still harbors the spiritual, which is completely of its own mind, i.e., of a will turned away from me. Therefore you, who strive spiritually and turn your thoughts and aspirations towards me, will always stand more and more isolated in the midst of the world. You will be shunned by the children of the world or scorned and ridiculed by your fellow human beings who have already become devils and are devoid of all love and faith. But then you will also realize that the end is not far away, for I have foretold you that in the end there will only be a small flock which is mine, which recognizes its shepherd in me and respects my voice. But the majority no longer know me, yet not without fault, for my love also wooed them, yet they did not accept my love. They strove ever further away from me and fell into deepest night because they shied away from the light which I offered them in my love. In the world, however, only WILL-O wisps shine and they chase after their appearance and splendor. They do what the prince of the world commands them. They strive for earthly possessions and seek fulfillment in the pleasures of the world. They only think of physical comfort but not of their soul. Again and again I step into the path of the individual. Again and again narrow paths branch off from the broad path. Paths that are difficult to pass, where I stand and try to pull them over from the path that leads to ruin. But they walk past me with their eyes turned away. They do not see because they do not want to see. But if they meet a messenger from me, they blaspheme and try to harm him wherever they can, driven by my adversary to whom they are in bondage through their will. My gift of grace is not appreciated in you, my servants on earth, will stand alone the closer it gets to the end. But you need not fear anything because I'm always with you and therefore you'll never be lonely. You will certainly stand alone amongst unbelievers but my own will recognize each other and stick together and draw comfort and strength from my word. And this word of mine will compensate them for everything they have to do without. Those who are in bondage to my adversary are earthly well provided for, they lack nothing. And therefore they look down on the meager, needy people and are without mercy. Yet my love does not abandon my own, even though earthly hardship approaches them in an unusual way. My own can be recognized by the fact that they certainly live in physical adversity but their souls are free from fear because they recognize me as their father and are certain of my care. And thus they will often be strengthened and comforted by their fellow human beings. Yet my help will also be obvious, just as Satan is obviously effective. The separation will always be more and more accomplished the closer the end is, and the two camps will wage a battle with each other, the children of Satan in hatred and uncondemnedness, my own, on the other hand, still want to convert them and try to win them over for me and my kingdom in love. But the gulf will widen until it has become unbridgeable, until the last end comes, the day of judgment, when the goats will be separated from the sheep and both will receive punishment or reward according to merit. For he who is not for me is against me, he who does not gather scatters. He who believes in me also confesses me before the world. But he who does not confess me belongs to my adversary, and he will also share his fate. He will be condemned on the day of judgment, when my justice will speak, because the time is fulfilled. Amen.